Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Jim Garrison for the Humboldt County Historical Society. The end of March marks the end of another Women's History Month for us here, and some folks might not remember having heard about Emma Belle Freeman, a free-spirited, talented female painter and photographer who made Humboldt County her home for a majority of her artistic life. This was in the early years of the 20th century, a time when women did not typically work in any sort of profession, preferring the traditional choice of marriage and family. This was not the choice, however, for the ambitious Emma, who was born in 1880 in Nebraska, and as a young schoolgirl had been drawn to sketching and painting on her school's chalkboard. As a young woman, she used her savings to move west. Emma's goal had been to reach San Francisco, but she'd run out of money when she reached Denver and took a job behind a counter in a department store. This is where she met her future husband, Edwin Freeman, a salesman with his own artistic dreams and ambitions. The couple moved to San Francisco and opened the Freeman Art Company, where they sold curios and handcrafted items, many of which were made by Emma herself, in addition to photographs and art supplies. History intruded into their bohemian life in the form of the 1906 earthquake, which effectively closed their business. Undeterred, the couple borrowed money and moved up to Eureka to open their second Freeman Art Company. Here, Emma started to take her art seriously. She gained contacts and access to many North Coast Native Americans, developing her considerable talent, creating enduring artistic photographic portraits and paintings portraying Native Americans. Emma was also a self-taught photographer. She became regionally famous for her on-the-scene photos of the wreck of the USS Milwaukee, which had come to rescue a shipwrecked submarine at the end of World War I. She also had a thriving business in portrait photography and was known for her fashionable and artistic backgrounds. Emma's personal life was rich and full of complexity. At one point, she is said to have run off with a politician traveling through Humboldt County, which, not surprisingly, led to her divorce from Edwin and her eventual return to San Francisco in the early 1920s. There she remarried and sadly suffered a stroke and died in 1928. Freeman embodied the new woman of the early 20th century in gaining a fair amount of freedom to follow their own personal ambitions. Freeman's life and her artistic output as a whole has been recognized as an important contribution in capturing an era of traditional indigenous life on the North Coast. You can learn more about Emma Freeman in the collections of the Humboldt County Historical Society. Visit us at www.humboldthistory.org. For the Humboldt County Historical Society, this is Jim Garrison with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.